You know how the saying goes. It is 5 o'clock somewhere in the world. Well, turns out that that somewhere can actually make a difference when it comes to drinking. Scientists at Oxford University have found that whiskey has a different taste depending on where it is sipped. Joining me from the BBC in Oxford is the lead author of the study, researcher Charles Spence. Thanks so much for being on our program.
My pleasure.
So, sounds like a pretty fun topic to research.
Absolutely. Kind of think, why don't more people get into the world of whiskey and things that are fun to eat and drink?
Yeah, right? So, how did this particular line of research come to you?
Well, it kind of came to us a couple of years ago, in fact, when we first started thinking about it. And the inspiration was really the experience that many people you speak to have had of going to the Mediterranean, somewhere nice and warm for their summer holidays. Things taste great, the wine is lovely, the cheese is delicious, the sausages are marvellous, you bring some home, it never is the same. All those cues about the warmth of the sun on your back, that's all actually transferring some kind of meaning and some value to that which we are eating and drinking. And that's what's lost when you bring it home on the cold winter's night. And it was that that we wanted to try and capture with this experiment.
So what happened? Can you walk us through the experiment?
So for the main event, what we did is took over an old gunmaker's studio, decked it out to have three rooms, each with a very different theme. In the first room, the notion of grassiness, that people will sort of smell on the nose of a whiskey. We had turf on the floor and the smell of fresh-cut grass. We then took them through the taste room, which was designed to convey sweetness by the use of red lights, because we know that red equals sweet. Tinkling, high-pitched sounds, because we know those kind of convey notions of sweetness. We had a sweet smell in the room as well. And finally, to the kind of the woody room at the end.
Sipping the same glass of whiskey.
The same glass of whiskey in one hand. And in the other hand, they had a little scorecard and a pen. And we asked them, after they'd spent a few moments in each room, to think about how intense was the grassiness on the nose, how sweet the taste of the whiskey in the mouth, and how rich was the kind of the textured woody aftertaste of the drink.
So how did it work out? Did it reflect your thesis?
Absolutely. I mean, I was kind of worried beforehand. I hadn't been allowed to give people a different glass of whiskey in each room. And I was really afraid that people would kind of say, well, it's the same glass, isn't it? So it's obviously the same whiskey, so nothing's changed. But in fact, that was kind of the genius of the thing, that they carried just one glass. And that was what kind of struck people when they were coming out of the woody, the final room, was that they could look back at their scorecard and see that they'd given this very same drink in their other hand a very different rating. And they knew that all that had changed was that they had walked from one room to another and thereafter to a third.
Charles Spence, doing the hard work of researching whiskey and how its taste changes depending on where we sip it. He is a researcher at Oxford University. Thanks so much for being with us today, Charles.
A pleasure. Thank you.
Happy research.
Thanks. Little drop that whiskey won't give me damn one more year.